Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Some were very lucky, some were not. In the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, millions are without power up and down the East Coast. West Virginia is getting hit with snow. But New York City got pummeled. The damage to transit reportedly unprecedented. Subway tunnels flooded. In Brooklyn, neighborhood cars tossed like leaves. 10 people have died. But that number may grow. A search and rescue is underway in the Breezy Point neighborhood in the Rockaways in Queens, just below Manhattan. A fire there destroyed 80 or more homes. Reporter Jeff Agayes of WABC was there when the fire raged and before it when the water started to rise. Jeff, what did you see?
I saw a lot of high water and rescue teams with a special unit of New York City's fire department trying to reach people who were trapped in their homes. These are people who live in a flood zone but decided not to evacuate. And so firefighters were in a situation where they had to wade through high water, take a Zodiac boat and reach some of these people, and then scale some of these buildings with rope to get into some of these apartments. And once they got into the apartments, they were able to usher the people down to the doors, but they had to take them out through high water and walk maybe 100 yards, 200 yards, wading through high water to get people out. And I saw maybe 30 rescues like that. Meanwhile, the fire was raging. The water was so high, fire engines couldn't get in.
We understand fire hydrants were underwater.
Fire hydrants were underwater, so there was no way to get any water on the fire. Sort of ironic considering we were dealing with a hurricane. So this fire was raging and threatening to burn down an entire city block. And so the priority, since you couldn't put the fire out, the priority was to get people out of harm's way as soon as possible. And these members of the fire department were doing it by wading through high water.
Just incredible. Your colleagues who were also there talked about going from house to house thinking they could get shelter in the next house. But the houses are so close there that each house would catch on fire. Cars exploding in parking lots. It's just a terrible scene. And we're reminded this is a neighborhood that had a terrible loss on 9/11. This is a neighborhood that produces firefighters, and so many of them died on 9/11. It must have been horrible for these firemen to stand by helplessly and watch this fire.
Well, it was definitely a difficult situation, and it was something that those firefighters certainly didn't expect, because when the water came up at about 8 p.m., that was about high tide. Firefighters just happened to be there, and we were there with them, and we were trapped. There was nowhere to go because the water was so high. And while the water was coming in, this fire erupted. They think that maybe it started because of a downed power line or a blown transformer or something of that sort. But all of this happened at about the same time, making for a chaotic situation. But I did talk to one woman who lived on that block where the fire started, and she was concerned because she had not heard from her sister and her sister's child. I don't know if she's heard from them by now, but she was obviously concerned.
Yeah.
And there were others there concerned that there were more people left behind.
What a nightmare. Jeff Agayes from WABC in New York. Thank you so much.
You got it.
So the search goes on there in New York, not in New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie saying the Jersey Shore in the South is completely unsafe. Most of Atlantic City still flooded, more than 7 million people without power across the state. And then there's northern New Jersey. Jeannie Beretta is the chief of staff of Bergen County. Jeannie, we heard that water overflowed a berm, I think, and there people are being rescued from their roofs. House rescues still going on. What can you tell us?
We're in search and rescue mode here, and the towns that were affected in northern New Jersey in southern Bergen County by Teterboro Airport. There are towns called Moonaki, Carlstadt, and Little Falls. After midnight, we're not sure exactly what caused it, whether it was the surge from the tides because of the full moon and the large tides we've been seeing, or if the levee was compromised. Right now, we're not sure. We're not concerned about finding out why yet. Right now, we're in search and rescue.
You mentioned Moonaki. Do we understand, I'm reading a report here in which you're quoted saying every street in Moonaki was covered by 5 to 7 feet of water?
Yeah, that unfortunately is correct. It happened after midnight, and within 30 minutes, so there was really no warning for the people there. Within 30 minutes, every street in Moonaki was covered in water of that height, and some in some places up to 8 feet high.
And what about Little Ferry? Because we were seeing TV pictures of people still right now trying to rescue people from homes there.
Yeah, that's correct. In Moonaki, Little Ferry, and in parts of Karlstad as well, we have people on the roofs. We have people that we've told to get to the second floor. Luckily, the governor has been terrific. Governor Christie has sent us everything that we've needed. We've got the National Guard here. We have the state police. We're here immediately. We have all of our Bergen County police, our sheriff's officers, and all the local towns around us sending their emergency vehicles because we needed a lot of boats to get in there. We needed a lot of big, heavy trucks so that we can get through the water, we can get through the people, and get them out of their homes. And it's continuing. It'll be continuing all day.
And we understand, too, these are people in their homes and also in their homes that are trailers?
Yes, in Moonaki, there's a trailer park in Moonaki, and we have people that were stranded on the roofs there. The wind had died down a little bit, and we were able to get some helicopters up in the air to find out where those people were and get our assets to them so we can get them to safety. We've got shelters setting up. We've got triage areas. We're evaluating everybody. We're getting them blankets and food, and we have whatever we can do to comfort them. They're devastated.
And again, these weren't the shore communities.
This is not the shore communities. This is northern New Jersey.
Yeah, these weren't places where people were told to evacuate.
No, absolutely not. These people were completely taken by surprise.
So again,
there was no evacuation.
Well, best of luck there, Jeannie Beretta. Again,
Thank you.
The chief of staff in Bergen County, New Jersey. Thanks so much.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
And by the way, I think I said 7 million people were without power in New Jersey. The population is close to 9, so that would be really something. It is 2 million people without power in New Jersey. Still pretty tough.